Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Rock Island County's Integrity Task Force is investigating after police shot and killed a suspect on Sunday. According to the Rock Island Police Department, officers attempted to detain a suspicious individual yesterday afternoon near 12th Street and 24th Avenue. The suspect ran and allegedly tried to flee in a nearby running car. An officer attempting to stop him was dragged by the vehicle and then shot the suspect, who died later at a hospital. The officer was also treated, released, and placed on administrative leave per department policy. The Rock Island County Coroner has scheduled an autopsy on the deceased suspect later today. East Iowa's Rita Hart has been reelected to serve another 2 years as chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. The former state senator is well known for losing her bid for Iowa's 2nd congressional district by 6 votes in 2020. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more.
3 Democrats challenged Hart in the election for party chairperson, but Hart won with 38 of the 49 votes cast by members of the State Central Committee on Saturday. She's faced criticism from some fellow Democrats after Republicans held onto all 4 congressional seats and expanded their Iowa legislature majorities. Hart says when she was first elected as chair 2 years ago, the Iowa Democratic Party was in debt and had a tiny staff, so she had to stabilize the organization.
These things are in place now. We have the staff, we have the resources, we know what needs to be done, and I'm excited about getting off and running here in 25. I think it's going to make a huge difference.
Hart also says Democrats need to decide a path forward for the Iowa caucuses, including whether the party should try to regain its first-in-the-nation status. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Iowa's senior U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley is once again Senate pro tem. The 91-year-old Republican holds the distinction in the new Congress as the longest-serving member of the majority party in the upper chamber. Grassley also held the role from 2019 to 2021, which was the last time when Republicans controlled the Senate. Grassley has served in the U.S. Senate since 1981, and in the new session, he's taking the gavel from Illinois Senate Democrat Dick Durbin to chair the Senate Judiciary Committee once again. Meanwhile, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is joining the Veterans Affairs Committee in the 119th Congress. The Democrat and combat veteran announced her new assignment on Friday. Duckworth is keeping her post on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees as well. She served as Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. That's after a 23-year military career, which included flying helicopter missions in Iraq. An ongoing effort by water quality advocates to protect a northeast Iowa trout stream from feedlot contamination has made some progress after an order to the DNR was made final. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer has details.
An administrative law judge last month said the Iowa Department of Natural Resources had to reevaluate the water permit for Supreme Beef's 11,000-head feedlot for effects on water quality in nearby Bloody Run Creek. The ruling went unchallenged by the DNR, which means the feedlot's water use permit could be invalid. Chris Jones is the president of the Driftless Water Defenders, the group trying to limit the pollutants from cattle feeding in the Clayton County stream. He says the order could set a precedent for change to Iowa's environmental protections.
This is an invitation for us and other Iowans to act and correct an environmental wrong up here in the last place of Iowa that we have that still has some environmental integrity.
The group will be gathering petition signatures for a public hearing on Monday in Decorah. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
The city of Moline is once again offering to help residents dispose of their Christmas trees. Moline's Public Works Department says crews will be on call to pick up trees starting today through the end of the month. Trees must be completely bare and placed at a resident's normal trash pickup location. For more information, contact the Moline Public Works Department. And in sports, the Quad City Storm buried the Fayetteville Marksmen last night 7-2 in Moline. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.